Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari Marasi Shichu, schus Rabbi Shai ben Leah, Rabbi Michal Dabba ben Esther Liba, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe ben Reizel. The question is whether somebody who stays up all night has to say Berachas HaTorah in the morning, and we're going to be learning Siyata Dishmaya from the Tshuva of the great Gaon, Baal HaHeshed Moshe. Moshe Teitelbaum, which was republished beautifully by his great-grandson, Rav Yaakov Dov Teitelbaum, so wrote in Borough Park, the son of the Satmar Rebbe, and the Sefer was first published in Lemberg in the year Tav Reish Chav Vav Kisra Yeshua, which is the year 1866. And he is the antecedent of the Satmar dynasty, is the name of Moshe Teitelbaum, which is the same name as the previous rabbi, the father of the two present Satmar Rebbes, Aaron and Zalman Leib. So he writes as follows: Hine amogin Avram b'simin mem zayin siv kot yebeis kosev demash mishulchan aruch dimneir kol lein tzarech lebarach b'boker. Amogin Avram learns from the mashmos of the shulchan aruch that if you're up all night long, you don't have to make a baruch in the morning. Shulchan aruch writes, afim lamed b'layla, even if you learned at night, halayla holech achar ayom shavah. The night goes after the day that precedes it. You don't have to make a bracha again as long as you have not yet slept. So Magen Avraham is medayik, it's called Zman Shelo Yoshen. So even the next day, you don't have to make a bracha. Even the next day, you don't have to make a bracha. As long as you haven't slept, no bracha is necessary. Kosev al zeh, and on this, the Magen Avraham writes, Vitzarech iyu. The Bishlam Lasvar Satur the Bishan Italia Milsa. So he references the tool. The tool writes Tsarchi and the Bishlaima. This is the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, the full Lashon, which is not quoted by the Yismach Moshe. But this is the Lashon of the Heilige Magen Avraham. Bishlam Lasvar Satur. Sriyad the Bishan Italia Milsa. So it makes sense, according to the Svar of the Tur, that it's totally b'sheina. The Tur writes, "Veino tzarech lachzor levaruch kol zman shelo yashan. Im yashan, kasev adon yavizal v'tshuvas she'ela. Sh'af v'yam yashan she'en eskela mitasva v'yafseik v'tzarech lachzor levaruch." So you see that the Tur says that it's totally b'sheina. So it makes sense, according to the Svar of the Tur, if you don't sleep, you don't have to make a bracha. But according to the minhag, you don't make a bracha when you sleep by day, says the Magen Avraham. The reason you're making the bracha in the morning is the chacham were koveh this bracha every day. Like other brachas of shachar. Teida the halavavinu tam k'shal mitkod emalos of shachar in tzarech levarich. In your time holds, when you get up before Amud HaShachar, you don't have to make a bracha. Because this is a bracha of every day. Before Amud HaShachar, you don't have to make the new bracha only when it becomes day. So the Didan Nami for us also. Av Shel Yoshen, Kishimei Oryom Tzarek Levarech. Shalei Da'atena Lifto Rak Liyom Echot Kitakans Chazal. In Yoshen V'Hishkim Kodem Alas HaShachar, Gam Kein Tzarek Levarech, Midido V'Kshar Berichas HaShachar. So even if you don't sleep, when it becomes day, you have to make the bracha, because the takana was to make it every day. Because we have das only to pater liyom echad, like the takana of Chazal. And if you went to sleep and you got up before Alas HaShachar, you also have to make a bracha, like other berachas HaShachar that we make before the day. So the Didan, we make Berachas HaShachar even if we wake up before Amar HaShachar. So too Berachas HaTorah. Rabbeinu Tam holds called them Alas HaShachar. You don't have to make a bracha. We make a bracha even before Amar HaShachar. So that's the tain of the Magen Avraham. So according to the Torah, it's good because it's all Talei B'Sheina. But the Didan, it's not Talei B'Sheina. But we're knowing not to make a bracha when you sleep by day, because it's not Tali B'Shein, it's Tali in the new day. And since it's Tali in the new day, since it's Tali in the new day, you make the bracha even if you didn't sleep. Vani lo yadati shum mashmos. So now the Yismach Moshe, the Heshev, saying the Yismach Moshe, the Heshev Moshe. He also wrote Yismach Moshe ala Torah, which is a very fine Hasidic, Hasidic Sefer ala Torah. But his name is the Heshev Moshe. His name of this Sefer is the Heshev Moshe, he also wrote the Yismach Moshe. So, he says, I don't see the mashmalos. Where does the Magen Avraham get this from? And Avraham wants to learn pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you're up all night, you don't have to make a brach in the morning. He doesn't say that, the Shulchan Aruch. The mashmalos of the Shulchan Aruch is fakert. The other Rav, a mashmi of Shulchan Aruch, may atur de b'ner kol alayla, sorich levorich baboykin. The mashmaus of the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur is that if you're up all night, you have to make a bracha by day. Otherwise, why should they say that the night goes after the day? The next day, you also don't have to make a bracha if you didn't sleep. Why did they say the night goes after the day? That's why you don't have to make a bracha. Let me do it the night going after the day. Buchal don't have to make a bracha, even if you're even the next day. If you didn't sleep. According to the way the Magen Avraham is learned, Elavadei Dafka B'Layla Ein Tzarech Levarich. Yehalayla Olech Achar Hayoyim. So it must be that no, Dafka night you don't have to make a bracha because the night follows the day. And the Pri Chadash also learns this way in the Mechaber. As the Heshev Moshe is going to bring later on. And so learned a lot of Achronim. The Lashon Amud and the Ma'amar Mordechai Eliyarabba Gois Rabbi Akiva Egil Pri Megadim and Eishel Avram Sivkot Yud Beis. The Mata Yehuda's Medayik and Lashon HaMachabi writes Af Pi Shalomet Balayla. Afim Lomet Balayla. He doesn't write a bigger Kiddush. The next day doesn't have to make a bracha. Why doesn't he say anything about the next day? No, Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Afim Lamed Belayla Alech Achar Ayin. Ain Tzarich Levarich Lachzor Levarich Kol Zman Shelo Yasha. At night you don't have to make a bracha, but the next day you do. And that he says Kol Zman Shelo Yasha explains Rabbeinu the Heshiv Moshe Koya Layla. That's talking about the night. That if you slept at night. That if you haven't slept at night, you don't have to make a bracha. The next day of Adi, you have to make a bracha. Zener apash tu bo b'divrei harosh, tul, v'mechaber, v'me'ayin b'divreim. This is, it's very clear. In the words of our poskim. Rosh, the tur, the mechaber. V'afta atur sabr d'b'shein Natalia Melson. And even though the Torah says it's Tali B'Sheina, again, the Lashon of the Torah is Avim Lomi B'Lai L'Hol L'Alei Chol Echar Yom B'Nei Tzorech L'Ech Zor Baruch Kol Zman Shelo Yasha. So it's Tali B'Sheina. Hainu Dim Yasha and Sheina Skeva Af B'Seich Me'yes L'Eis Tavei Hefsek Kevin Deni Yochol Lumoid. So it's all Tali and Sheina. I mean, even by day it's Tali and Sheina. Because Sheina is a Hefsek. But if you didn't sleep, you don't have to make a bracha. 24 hours. Mishachris to Shachris. The next Shachris, you have to make a bracha. The indaita lifta rak Mishachris to Shachris. Your das is to patter from one day to the next, but no more than that. V'afti l'chora davar zeh koshi havana. And even though l'chora this matter, that a person should make a bracha the next day, because he only wanted to patter until the next day, is difficult to understand. Like the Magen Avraham writes in Tehillat Sifkat Yitzayim, Amasha kasev abach, the besuka, kishechoizer v'oichel, choizer u'mevorech, the chol odem taitoi min hastam, sheloi tehe abrocha poi taltoi, ela ad shoa sheyachzol v'yoichel. Bach writes that by sukkah, when a person goes back and eats in the sukkah, he has to make a new bracha. Because any person, kol adam is das min hastam, is that his bracha is going to patter him until the next time he eats. This is the lashon of the Bach. Mashma lefi aminug. Afim lo yatsa min asuka. Klal kol yom afilachim kishechoizer v'soye. Choizer umvoch leishiv basuka. By no time the kol adam daipim min hastam shalaiti brachas leishiv basuka potarto. Ela ad shashi yechoizer v'soye kiaz yachzor levorich. So the Bach says that even if you're sitting in the sukkah, you're staying in the sukkah, but your das is only the patter. This bracha and the sukkah should only patter you until the next time you eat in the sukkah. And this the Magen Avraham writes, the dvar of tmuim, datum mishesh lo tzitzis bebigdo v'kiven shelo yifterenu bebekosa rakat chatzois, chiyachzer v'yivarech b'chatzois. Let's say you have tzitzis. And you say, oh, you only wanted to patter you till chatzos. So now at chatzos you make a new bracha. Not pita. Vaday lesser can't be. Then came the fizeh webin kan, yesh le tmolakach. Adu be kavana talia milsa. Is this tolerate in kavana? Is this tolerate in kavana? It's not tolerate b'chal in kavana. So how can you say that he has kavana, that the bracha should be until the next meal? By the next meal, he has to make a bracha. Maz it kashul the kavana? Miu nirali lechalek. However, I'd like to make the following film. The bish lema gabi talis. Then also shum meise biyadayim bechatzois. Veazman nimeilu ka'asio. So bish lema in the case of the talis, that he makes the bracha until chatzos. So he's not doing any meise biyadayim. Says, the time comes automatically. So why would you think that the chi of bracha should come upon him? By Talis, where is it going to be a chiyuv bracha? This man comes automatically. He didn't do any ma'aseh b'yadayim. So he says, I'm wearing a talis now. It only should cover me until it's chatzos laila. Mechi teisi, you should make a bracha chatzos laila. Why should he have a new chiyuv bracha? But here by Limud, he's doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim. And for Chol Shav V'Shad, every time, every minute that he's learning his Mekayim and Mitzvah. And we can say that it's Tali in his Kavana. Kevin Shal Haisa Daito Lifto Alimut Shal Keis Mocha Balav Chiyav Bracha Ala Maisa Shaisa V'Lemi. Since his das was not the path of the limud of now at this time tomorrow. So now he's a nuchi of bracha. So in other words, what the Heshiv Moshe is saying is that by tzitzis, I just want to note that this Rabbi Yaakov Ber Teitelbaum, again, the son of the Hayntike Satmar Rebbe, Zalman Lake, he did such a phenomenal job of reprinting this sefer. I want to somehow get in touch with him if I'm zoche, tell him how helpful it is. He has so many footnotes. First of all, it's so clear, it's so beautiful to read. The print is beautiful. And besides that, the footnotes where he quotes so many different sources, where that the Heshev Moshe only brings Mekitzer. It's hard to understand what they mean, so he expands in the footnotes, and he brings other Maamar, and he explains when the Lashon is Sasson, he explains what he means. So it's so helpful, it's such a bracha. I had this on the Otra Chochma. This is on the Otra Chochma. But when I ordered on hard copy, because I couldn't take it, I needed to touch this beautiful book, this beautiful sefer, to have it with me. I could take it around, use it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I ordered it online, and I came to my doorstep. I didn't even see it on my doorstep. I saw it already. My wife had brought it inside. I was like, whoa. What a bracha. Amazing bracha. It's worth its weight in gold many times over. Al kopanim, the tamsis ha'inyan, tamsis ha'teretz is that by tzitzis he's not doing anything new. And therefore kavanah is not going to help. But by learning Torah, every time he's learning, he's doing a new ma'isa. He's being mekayim a mitzvah with a new ma'isa. So therefore there could be a new chiyuv bracha. When he's not doing anything, nothing is mechadish the bracha. When he stops learning, then he does a new ma'aseh of learning, that's mechadish, a chiyuv bracha. And in Mele, he can say that my bracha is going to cover me from now until tomorrow. And then, the next day, he stops learning and makes the bracha, and then he continues his learning. But since he's doing a new ma'aseh of learning, that can be mechayiv, a new bracha. That's tali in his kavona. Va'afta ba'achila sukkah, noide la mogin avron, Yishloimer d'shayin yihasim d'lo avid ma'isa mitzvah mechadosh. And even by Achila Sukkah, even if in Achila Sukkah we agree to the Magen Avraham that you don't have to make a bracha when you eat again if you haven't left the Sukkah. In other words, the Magen Avraham holds not like the Bach. The Bach holds that when you eat a new meal, if you didn't leave the sukkah, you don't make a new bracha. And you can make a new bracha if you eat a new meal. The Magen Avraham says you don't make a new bracha. Ay, l'chayra, every suud there's a new ma'aseh v'achila. So we can say, Shiny Hassan, the Ovid Maisa Mitzvah Mechodesh. The Gamma Yeshiva have a mitzvah come on Achila. There, you're not doing a new Maisa Mitzvah. Because sitting in the Sukkah is a mitzvah just like the Achila. So just sitting in the Sukkah is like Tzitzis. You're not doing anything new. You're not doing any Maisa. Since you're not doing a new Maisa, since you're not doing a new ma'isa, memela, it doesn't require a new bracha. Because the mitzvah is not just the eating. You're right, eating is also part of it. But just being there is a mitzvah. So therefore, to make a new bracha when you didn't leave, you're just sitting there, you can't do that. So we can be moided to the Magen Avraham by Sukkah, say now like the Bach. By Talmud Torah, where it's a new ma'isa mitzvah, there, your kavanah helps until a certain time. Obviously, you can't say, all right, I have kavanah for Birchas HaTorah for the next 20 minutes. And 20 minutes later, all right, I'm making a bracha. I have a kavanah now for 8 minutes. And he learns for 8 minutes, you can't do that. It's a great way to get the 100 brachas of a sabbath. But from one day to the next, that already you can say. It's kavanah is from today until tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day, new bracha. So, Rabbi Teitelbaum comments that Even a mitzvah, that you're doing a new maisa at every moment. And each time you can have a new chi of bracha. Nevertheless, if you could theoretically patter everything with one bracha, and he's mechavim beferish not to, so this should be a bracha shena tzricha according to a lot of poskim. Magen Avraham says in Reish Tetzvav Sifkat Vav that even if you do this to a klimash in the mei bracha, it's also. You're only allowed to do the tzorach mitzvah mamish in order to eat shal shudis. In other words, you can stop the meal now, bench, and then eat shal shudis soon after, so you can have three meals. But in general, you shouldn't limit your brachas. You shouldn't limit the time frame of your brachas. It is discussed by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Siman Reish Mem Tes. Some poskim are matir, and they say that it's not a bracha shena tzricha. Like the Chacham Tzvi in his Tshuvas and Siman Chof Beis. Just the Heshiv Moshe doesn't discuss the din of bracha shena tzricha. He's only discussing the chi of bracha, and it's shaykh to mechav in shilo latze, so there's no chi of bracha. So he's not talking about the bracha. We were suggesting maybe it's a bracha shenet tzricha, that he's limiting the time frame of the bracha. But he doesn't come on to that. And also here it's different because you could say that in theory, every day is a new day. Every day should require a new bracha. So maybe if he didn't sleep, maybe then there's going to be no bracha. But if his kavana was that the bracha is only going to last till tomorrow, in addition to the fact that anyway the bracha is supposed to be made every day, that's enough to enable him to make a new bracha, and it's not considered a bracha shenet tzricha. And he continues and he says, "V'yoser nirali loimer liyashiv tmiyazu." I want to say more to the miyashiv this question of why you're choisim mevarach the next day if you didn't sleep the whole night. With this we can also answer the kasha the Magen Avraham on the Shlua, who writes there, the Shlua writes that if you're not yotze min hasukkah, you don't have to make the bracha until the next day. But it's muchach that the next morning you do have to make the bracha. Kosav Alav and the Magen Avraham writes comments on this Shla, but Tzarech Yiyun, I don't understand. Kev on the Yashan Vasuke. Lama Techashev Alayla Hefsek. He slept in the Sukkah. Why is the night a Hefsek? Yasir Berek Chayel Saman Dam Alayla Zman Sitzin Yashim Vizu Alayla Tzarech Lavarach Alav Abayker. If you hold Layla Zman Sitzis, if you slept in your talis, you don't have to make a brach in the morning. Because you were just wearing it straight through. That's the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. So what's going on over here? How come how can the Shla say that if you slept in the sukkah and the next morning you have to make it a bracha? Apitam. You slept in there, you're doing a mitzvah the whole night, there was no hefsik. It's like if you rang a talis, and talis laila's man tzitzis, you don't have to make it a bracha in the morning. That's the tmi of the Magen Avraham. V'anirali b'zeh, it would appear to me, shebesukeh, kevan dechtiv, basukas teshu, shivas yomim, harei mefurashin, bikro, behedya, hazayin yomim, lachain kol ha-mitzvah al kol yoin v'yoin bifnei atzmai, v'after mitzvah zeh se achasi, So the answer may be that by Sukkah, since it says in Sukkah you should sit for 7 days, so it's mafurish to have your 7 days. And therefore, there's a mitzvah every day, even though it's one mitzvah essay, but it's a separate mitzvah every day. There's a new mitzvah of Mekayim every day. One big mitzvah that's split up into seven units. And therefore, in the morning, you can make a new bracha on the sukkah. Mashiach Kain Tzitzis, there's no mention of day. So Mehechi Teisu will have a chilik bracha. It just says, Vasulam Tzitzis. So you can wear it straight through for 1,000 years. So it's not Tolery in the days. Sukkah's Tolery in the days. Vuadin Hochanami Gabi Torah. And here also the Gabi Torah, since it says in the Pasuk, since it says in the Pasuk, V'yigisa bo yoyman v'layla, in other words, kol yoyim v'layla, kevin de mefurash b'kor, al kol yoyim v'layla chayil ha-mitzvah b'fnei atzma, v'haynu me'eis le'eis, l'chach bo'i brocha b'fnei atzma, v'chol me'eis le'eis. V'chei na'mi b'sukkah, amrinim b'hedyo v'agimore, sukkah kol shiva bo'i Bracha. So also like Gabay Torah, it says Vigis Biyom Laila, all day and all night. So we have Mefurish in the Quran. There's a din of day by learning by Torah. Every day is a different unit. May slice, and therefore you need a new bracha every May slice. And Sukkah also, it says Lahej in the Gemara, Sukkah Kol Shiva by bracha. So he says that every day Torah is a new unit. And therefore, since every day Torah is a new unit, so you have to make a new bracha every day. And so too by Sukkah, every day is a new unit. Sukkah tells with Shiva Siyamin. And then he says that's what the Gemara says. The only problem is, as our Rav Teitelbaum notes, that the Gemara says that you make a bracha every day, but the Chor is talking about where you left the Sukkah. Somewhere where you're a mafsik and you left the sukkah and you're mesiach das, then you have to make a bracha all 7 days. It's like the Gemara compares it to tefillin. When you take off your tefillin, and you put them back on after a hesach hadas, you have to make a new bracha. There's one opinion in the Gemara, you make a bracha on sukkah once and that's it, you're done. The other opinion says, no, all 7 days, meaning you have a hesach hadas. And that's Shver that he brings the Zeraya, the Gemara Zeraya. I'll call upon him. As a matter of fact, if we want to learn the Gemara, possibly we can say Pshatit. Afushem plukta lo mafshina. You don't want to make the machlokas too big. So one opinion says, Sukkot, you make a bracha only once. First day, you don't make another bracha. The other opinion says you make a bracha all 7 days. It's only talking about where you were mesiach das. When you weren't, then they agree. And one counts, one bracha counts for as long as you were mesiach das, even for all 7 days. So we try to minimize the machlokas. Otherwise, we're saying they're arguing not only if you're mesiach das, you have to make a new bracha all 7 days, but even if you're not mesiach das, and if you stay there, even if you remain in the sukkah, it makes it more of a machlokes. Upon him, that's what he says. Misvara brura. Lo kama shkasan magen Avram. Kav chon bracha zu b'chol yom dim nishav brecha zu shachar. Minala ita kana zu, lo mitzina ita kana zu b'gamar, lo nitzko b'ad yishav brecha zu shachar. Minala l'chad ish takana mitzvibeinu, ma t'lo nitzko b'shas b'ad li b'ushan. Adar ab, mi brachas to get out of on the base, dar mishmol, ishkin lishnais. As the Kar Kriyashma, Mishkar Kriyashma, Chule, Mashma, the Matisha writes a Lishnais Mavarach, the Loki Hilchot Berchot Sashacha. In other words, what Heshev Moshe is saying is that when he says, Kenirli Leni Ustaiti Misvara Buruha, that there are two reasons why if somebody is awake all night, he has to make a bracha, besides the reason of the Magen Avraham. I mean, Avraham says that they are metakin to be mevarech kol yom, kmo berachas hashachar. Because he quotes the Mechaber and he's medayek in the Mechaber, you don't have to make a new bracha. But he says that's only if it's tali b'shena. By us, it's not tali b'shena. Chomer kaveh the bracha every day anew. So besides that reason, there are two reasons. Number one, because our das is only the pater with one bracha me'ez leis from one day to the next, and therefore birchas haTorah, the kavan is good. Kavan is effective, but it should only pater you from one day to the next. And number two, every day is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Every day is an independent mitzvah. And he said he rejects the Magen Avraham that it's a takana every day. That it's a takana every day like Berachas HaShachar. No, it's not pshat like Berachas HaShachar. Then do it Berachas HaShachar. It's not mentioned in the Gemara together with Berachas HaShachar. Mashmi the Gemara, when you get up to learn, you have to make a bracha. But it's telling and learning, not like Berachas HaShachar that you make automatically. But rather, like we said, the two reasons. Either because you only want a patri till tomorrow, or because of mitzvah limitari, every day is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. He says, v'kisi b'yom v'layla, every day is a new unit. And there's a nafkamina. The nafkamina is, according to the first reason, if you're mechavin lahedya, that you want to patri the bracha even tomorrow, then you don't have to make a new bracha. According to the second reason, every day is a new unit, you have to make a new bracha. And if it's tali b'kavana, so maybe the same day you can have kavana. You know, again, it's not mistabir to say that you can say, all right, this is only going to last me for 8 minutes. So baruch Hashem etzricha. I don't know exactly what the shir is, but if it's telling your kavana, then it's telling your kavana. And therefore, it's not a matter of it being a new day. Whenever your kavana runs out, it's only until this time, and that's when the bracha lasts until. So, Siyata Dishmaya, we have learned for many people, first time, learn a shtickle from the Heshiv Moshe, the great Gaon and Tzaddik and Rebbe, the Moshe Teitelbaum, the forebearer of the Satmar Chassidus. And we should be Zorcha, and it's Hashem, Lomodu Lelam Yilishma Velasos, and we have many, 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 many more tshuvas. To learn together the Siyata Dishmaya, the Simcha B'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol, and thank you so much for listening. We're not finished. The tshuvas, we're still right in the middle of the tshuvas. We still have a long way to go. Actually, so there's a lot. There's a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned for more niflaos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.